I think they converted their first seven third downs the other night. Bears went 10 of 17. It was an issue last year, third down defense. Why is this still an issue with all the emphasis on that?
It's us. I mean, simple as that. We have to make the plays on third down, and you know, we can't have penalties to put ourselves back out on the field when we've actually, you know, gotten a stop on third down. We're just shooting ourselves in the foot. So once we stop beating ourselves and focus on beating the other team, then you know, third down will be better.
It's the same players mostly from last year. So it's the same group back that struggled for part of the year. Why should fans expect a difference?
Man, at the end of the day, we have to get better. And, you know, it's right now, it's, you know, definitely a priority. You know, we have to get better at third down. It's where we're struggling right now. And that's all across the board. The teams are completing third downs the way, you know, these last 2 weeks have gone, and we can't expect to be a good defense. So to be a good defense is get off on third down. And for us to be where we want to be, you know, we're saying we want to be good and great. For us to do that, we have to go out and prove it on the field.
Is there anything in particular you're seeing as far as the defense is concerned?
Nothing in particular. It's always just a, you know, play here. It's just not like a glaring spot. It's just one spot all the time. It's, you know, it's all across the board. We all got to get better, you know, starting with myself.
Chip seemed to put the blame on the penalties on the players and not the officials. I mean, how hard is it for you guys to get adjusted to those rules? And are you doing anything differently this week after what you saw Friday?
It's not hard for us to get adjusted. I mean, it is what it is. So we can't control or we can't complain or get mad when we see a flag. They're coming. And we know that's the emphasis this year. We had officials come in and talk to us about the new emphasis this year. So as players, we just have to go out on the field and play by the rules. It simply comes down to playing by the rules. You continue to not play by the rules, you're going to get flagged and you're going to keep hurting your team. So at some point, that's been, I mean, right now that's been our emphasis, is to let's play by the rules and not complain about it.
Were you given any explanation about why these rules are being emphasized so much, you know, this year? All of a sudden.
No, you know, each year the league has, you know, we meet with the officials, and each year they have certain rules that they will enforce more. So those are the rules that came up this year about, you know, illegal touching, hands to the face, holding. So those are the ones that came up this year. So we have to be more conscious, and we have to just play smarter. We can't continue to do the same things and expect, you know, a different result.
How difficult is it to get in any kind of rhythm when, you know, every couple plays there seems to be a flag that comes out? To get into a rhythm and just play the game?
It gets frustrating, because it slows down the flow of the game, you know, with so many flags being thrown. But as defensive players, you know, we kind of control that on our own. If we don't touch guys down the field, if we don't pull on jerseys, and don't hands to the face, you don't line up outside, you know, we don't do those things, then the flow of the game will go pretty smooth for us.
Seen from Marcus Smith, it seems like he's kind of getting a lot of opportunities to play and everything. I mean, is he kind of grasping things, or is it so slowly?
Yeah, I think Marcus is coming along. Like I said, he's getting a lot of reps out there. He's getting, you know, a lot of different looks, different calls, going against a lot of different players. So I think he's getting good work this preseason. Still, you know, just as Marcus, and it goes for all of us, we all have to, you know, pick it up and get better.
Chip was saying the pass rush on third down is kind of an issue too. Do you expect to blitz, you know, that the blitz will be kind of as common as it was last year for you guys, or maybe not as much this year?
Not sure. You know, we shouldn't have, you know, we don't want to have to rely on, you know, blitz per se. You know, we want to be able to get there with our four down. When you get there with your four down, you're able to, you know, cover with your cover guys and get there with your four down linemen. And that's when, you know, you got something special going.
Talked a lot about evaluations and trying to get the best 53. How do you see, you know, the depth behind, you know, you and that inside linebacker position in general? You know, who's standing out to you?
I think it's pretty tight right now. It's pretty tight. I think guys standing out, Najee is standing out to me. He's doing a really good job. Acho is really, you know, come along, and he's stepping up. Acho is doing a good job also.
Say that again. What impresses you most about Marcus?
Marcus, I think he has all the ability. He has all the size, ability, the talent. he just has to – the game has to slow down for him. I think it's a lot going on. You know, him being in his first year, and we run a lot of different calls on defense, so he has a lot on his plate right now. And it'll be – it's kind of tough for any rookie. So, yeah, he just has to take it one day at a time. I see Marcus really becoming a good player once the game slows down for him.